Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at the Magic for Less Travel. Let's talk cruising here in this wonderful time of the year. It's January, and we all wish we were in a warmer place, especially our friends up in the Northeast. Well, when you book a Disney cruise with the great folks over at the Magic for Less, you're going to get their concierge-level service that you get with a Walt Disney World and Disneyland vacation planning session as well. But you're also going to get up to a 5% onboard credit. What this means is that you'll have some money sitting right there in your account when you arrive on board to spend however you like. You know, maybe you want to have a nice dinner at Palo or Remy. Maybe you want to do a wine tasting or maybe some kind of a shore excursion. This onboard credit can help pay for some of those great adventures, which just plus the cruising lifestyle and vacation, and it makes it a lot of fun. It's just their way of thanking you for supporting them, and you're going to get great service, the best rates possible, and a friendly vacation counselor. So check them out today, and of course, let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And don't forget, you can sail with the crew from the Be Our Guest podcast on July 10th on the Disney Dream. We're double dipping to Castaway Key, and we'd love to have you join us. Check out all the details over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 813 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Yes, we made it through another week, and it is Super Friday because the big Super Bowl is this weekend. That's right. So, you know, the NFL will probably come after us for using the word super. We could say it's Extravagant Friday, so we don't get copyright infringement.
The big Friday.
Yeah, it's the big game.
Friday.
That's right. It's not the Super Bowl. It's the big game, as you see on every billboard around your town. So anyway, we are going to bring you a super show, and it's actually going to be a super trip report by Outstanding Debbie here in just a second. But the crew's all here, so we can pepper her with questions and find out about her awesome stay down at Walt Disney World. And it's kind of fun talking about this because she's a local but still went over to enjoy the magic that Walt Disney has for on-site guests. So joining me today, as always, she's a blogger over at touringplans.com. She is the co-editor of the Magically Speaking e-newsletter, and she runs a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, and she has put lots and lots of time into our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. It's redesigned, so check that out today. We have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
That's right. How'd you know what I was going to talk about? Yeah, so if you haven't been to the website lately, you need to go and check it out. I've kind of updated it a little bit and made it a little fresher and added some more helpful information for our podcast listeners. So if you ever have questions about us or who we are or how to get in contact with us or when the next live show is or what the lizards are that's coming if it hasn't already been posted or when our meetups are, that kind of thing, all that information is now going to be on the BeOurGuestPodcast.com homepage. There are links at the top of the page, which will direct you to all the different things that I just mentioned. So if you've got any questions or want to learn more about the show, that's where you can go do it. So sorry, it's taken like forever for us, you know, like what, 7 years?
Exactly. Every seven years we do it. I know it's terrible.
7 years. But anyway.
It's not quite 7 years. It's like 6.9 years.
Okay, so it's taken us 6.9 years. Oh my God, that's so pathetic. But anyway, so yeah, if you're looking for information about anything about the show, go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com and you can find out more. So that's my big plug for the day.
And we promise to make it less than 5 years until we change it next time.
Well, or at least, you know, yeah, add updates to it.
That's right, we'll update it more frequently. All right, thanks, Ricky. It looks great.
You're welcome, and I hope everybody else likes it, too. So.
Yeah, let us know. All right, also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, we have Debbie. Happy Friday, Deb.
Happy Friday, everybody. I just love Fridays, because we get to talk Disney and get to hang out with friends like you guys.
That's right. It's going to be fun. You'll be the star of the show, so let's get the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester, introduced and see how she's doing. How you doing, Pam?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to it. I was just, you know, it's funny, before we started recording, we were talking about how quickly the cruise is coming up, which I am about, I don't know, with this time of year, this is all I'm thinking about, right? The cruise, getting out of the snow, the sun, the fact that we're going to have 2 days at sea, Palo brunch, Castaway Key twice, that kind of stuff.
I was so desperate for cruising this past weekend that I watched this thing. It was on CSNBC or CNBC, one of those like financial channels. And it was called like the Cruising Inc. or something, making money on the high seas. And it was, I mean, this thing was so old. It was recorded in 2003 on like a Norwegian cruise ship. But it talked about, you know, like how much the bar has to make to break even and how, you know, they, you know,
that's
like the revenue of it. Oh, it was super interesting, but I was just like, I need cruise footage, and this is from 2003. I'm desperate. Just put me on the dream right now. So I can't wait to see everybody out on the Disney Dream in July.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun. Be awesome.
Disney Dreamin'.
That's right. We got lots planned already, and we're still looking for more suggestions. And, you know, more announcements coming right away. We're going to have a nice Facebook group to get things going again. So we're be looking for that here in the coming days. But today, we're going to go back a couple months and talk about Debbie's trip down to Walt Disney World. We didn't give her a chance to talk about her getaway and, you know, kind of a staycation, but it's nice when you're in Orlando that your staycation goes to Walt Disney World. If you're in St. Louis, your staycation goes to St. Charles or maybe Branson if you push the envelope. I mean, what are you saying? But so Debbie, tell us when you went down and, you know, hey, show's yours. Tell us about your trip.
Oh, it was so cool. Thanks for this opportunity. I actually went a little bit before Christmas. I went the 15th or the 19th of December. And, you know, like you said, Mike, it's a staycation. But yet, even though I'm like 30, 35 miles from the main gates, I still really feel the magic and I'm in the bubble. So it's really kind of cool. So I stayed at Wilderness Lodge. Is that like the most magical Christmas place ever? Right?
Yeah.
So I loved the cast member was so cute. I for some reason I forgot to cash a check and have cash. So I check into this beautiful resort. I spoiled myself. I used my DVC points. So I stayed in a one bedroom villa and I tried to do a PAM. I'm Little Miss Fussy Pants. I like to know exactly where my room is and what it looks at, you know, da-da-da. I thought, no, I'm just going to do a PAM and just say whatever you pick. I thought, my luck, I'll end up, you know, looking at a parking lot. But no, it works, people. It works. So follow Pam's advice on this. But they gave me a fabulous view. I really loved this. It was a one-bedroom villa. And the guy who brought my bags in, it was so cute. I went to open my purse. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a dollar. That is all I have for all this. I look like I was moving in, people. And he was so cute. So I gave him the dollar. I said, I've got to get a picture of you. Hold it. Here I'm in this nice luxurious hotel, a deluxe resort hotel, and I'm giving a dollar as a tip. I said, I probably look like a real scum, all right? So he holds up this dollar and holds his thumb up like, all right, I scored a dollar.
Yeah, he did. I'm sure he showed that picture to his buddies back at the bellhop station.
Oh, I was horrified. But the good news is I did quickly go down to the little money machine and I withdrew enough money and made sure I gave it to him just within a few, with less than an hour. He was laughing his fanny off. But I stayed, it was really cool because I've stayed on this one side of the property before. It's where that beautiful wood walk is. I call it the boardwalk. And I love it. But the only thing is that you can normally hear the tick, 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 tick of people pulling their little roll luggage by. But they had done some renovations to this a while back, and I had not stayed there since the renovations. So I loved the hardwood floor that they have in there. I noticed that it was very quiet, and I was like right there, right next to the boardwalk. And I opened up the window, people were going passing back and forth. So Pam, maybe you know, or one of you guys know, did they actually do something with the sounding of the windows, the soundproofing of the windows? Because this is the first time I've stayed there multiple times. This is the first time I never heard the noise.
I didn't hear that they did anything with it, but I don't know. I mean, I really, truly didn't hear that at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure that would be expensive to do, but like I said, I've stayed there several times, and this is the first time, I think one time in the whole time I was there, I heard just a little thick, 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 and that was it. It was very quiet. So I was pleased. But anyway, so I beeped on over to Epcot. I loved it. I was on the dining plan. Now, here is something I, believe it or not, forgot. And this is very important. If you do the dining plan, like the plus dining, this is what affected me. do not use your credit for breakfast because you get squirreled out of a snack. And you don't squirrel me out of snacks. Because when you do the, yes, when you do the lunch or the dinner, you get, for the quick service, you would get, of course, the entree, the drink, and the snack.
Well, or the dessert. Yeah.
The dessert, right? So I call it a snack because it really is for me a snack.
That's how I use it, too.
I get to breakfast and I'm like, oh, that's right. I don't get a dessert. I got squirreled out of a dessert. So don't ever do that. I was not a happy camper.
You know, but Debbie, let me tell you, though, that a lot of times when we were on the dining plan, we would do that. But we would always get like those. I remember like for our desserts, a lot of times we get those kind of chocolate cakes that come in the little, you know, cup that's got the lid that you can throw in your backpack. But at the end of the week, we'd have like seven of those that we didn't eat in the backpack. So, you know what? Don't feel so bad if you miss one. You're probably okay. But I understand you're frugal and you want to make sure you use the most of your money.
Yes, I got squirreled out of a dessert. So, you know, that's okay. I'll let it go, Debbie. Let it go. But anyway, so I beeped over to Epcot. Now, the cool thing about that, I'm celebrating my birthday. This is my birthday week. And, of course, I have, like, cupcakes in my freezer for all the wonderful cast members. Thank you very much. My hips and thighs, thank you. All these cupcakes. But it was so funny. I went into, when you're walking first into Epcot, you go, like, you're going towards World Showcase, there are those two little stores right before you start. Like one side you would hit Mexico, the other side you would hit, okay, right? So I went into one of the stores and I was just getting some pictures and I smelled this funny smell. I'm like, there's something burning. And the cast members that were working there, they didn't look alarmed. I thought, well, maybe it's just me. I thought, there's something burning. I can smell burning something. And they didn't act like I thought, well, maybe it's the heater had kicked in because it was a little chilly.
It was Duffy. So, is probably what it was. Duffy was a little hot under the collar.
Duffy was hot, yes. So I went over to Mexico because I had lunch reservations. And about that time, I was sitting there taking some pictures. And here comes a firefighter just nonchalantly walking. You know how Donald wears a sombrero and he has that little character picture there? Well, here comes a firefighter with his little gear on, nonchalantly walking over to that very same building. And then here comes another firefighter and a fire chief. One's carrying an axe, one carrying a pick.
Oh my.
Now, hang on. Is this the same firefighter that's in the calendar from the Christmas show from Main Street USA?
Yes, it was. I knew that she had
an axe. That's it. She's got the hots for him.
Yep, that's him. But no, it was so well because I thought, how do they really approach things like this with all the people without alarming anyone? But especially where it was located. But they cleared the store out, and I never saw flames or smoke, and I guess they let people back in. But it was really kind of interesting to see how they he was just blended right in. Only maybe one or two people that I noticed looked at him. The rest, everybody was like, la-da-da-da-da, they're on their own little world, you know. He could have been naked. Nobody probably would have noticed.
Oh, my goodness. I noticed that.
Maybe. I don't know. A lot of people argue. They may not notice, so.
But I had my little birthday lunch at San Angel Inn, and of course they put me by the water, and I love that because, you know, that's where the little boats go by, and that was cool, and it was so cute. This little kid could see everybody eating, and of course now you're in a Mexican restaurant, but this little kid's voice shouts out, "Bon appetit!"
Nice.
And the whole restaurant, they could hear him started laughing. I thought, what a cutie pie. But one of the things that I'm going to start doing this every year. This is one of my new traditions. If he's there every year, I hope he is. But I went over to Germany. And Reinhard Herzog does hand-blown ornaments. It is so cool. And they're not that expensive. They're like $20. But you pick out what colors you want. And they have a few samples, but everyone is so unique, and he's so personable, and the lady there will actually engrave it, and I had her engrave Merry Christmas in German, and then she put, December 2014.
It's 2014, you're right, sorry, I don't know what year it is, my bad.
But it was so cool, that's next year's mic, or
that's
this
right.
coming.
Well, see, I know you. You probably got 2015 because your Christmas shopping's already done.
Right, exactly.
Ooh, I never thought of that. Dang. But really neat to watch him take just a piece of glass and blow that into an ornament that now when I hang on my tree, I remember him and the lady that does the engraving, it was just, it was really, really cute. I just thought it was, he was just really precious. And I went over to DVC, they had a Merry Mixer. They had snow blowing. That was pretty cool. We, you know, for what we pay for DVC, you know, we got a Rice Krispie treat. Okay. We got our bill. Well, I mean, you should have gotten at least two Rice Krispie treats, but it was neat. The one surprise was that I went over to the Stave Church. Now in Norway, that is like one of my, well, I just love to go in there and see all of that. And I had not been there since they kind of had Frozen take it over. I went in with a bad attitude because I thought, okay, now you're screwing around with the Stave Church. You don't do that. But I loved it. I felt like I was in a museum, and someone else made that comment because they would take actual pictures of the Frozen characters, and they would actually have the mannequins dressed up in that period and have like a placard that explained it and how like there might be tulips on the dress or flowers on the dress and how that was a part of a period. And it was really cool the way that they had done the whole room. I mean, all of those Vikings were out of there totally, except for what was appropriate in that. And it even had a list of all of the different museums and other credits that they gave to give it the backbone to say, this is what it really is like in different periods. So I thought that was kind of cool. Have y'all seen that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think yeah. It's very tastefully done.
Absolutely. I know that a lot of people are upset that they, you know, put Frozen in there, but I don't think it's like overly done. I think that it's a nice meshing of, mm-hmm. you know, Frozen and Norway. And that's what I wish they would do with the Norway ride, but I know they're not gonna. But if they think that if they did it that way, that it would appease everyone, but.
Oh,
you know,
get out
okay,
of town.
Okay,
you
all
are
right.
So foolish. You will never appease everyone.
You dreamer.
Shwins. But I think it would appease more of the crowd. Let's put it that way. So, yeah. But anyway, I think it was a lot more tasteful than people were expecting. I think that people were like, oh, my God, it's going to be Frozen everything in there, and it's going to ruin the Stave Church. But I really do think it was a nice, like, melding of the two. So I get where you're going from, Pam, or Debbie. And Pam, you hush.
So there. Give Ricky a saucer of milk.
Yeah.
Okay. The next day, I had beeped over to Magic Kingdom. You know, I got to ride the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I will say, I loved it so much, I got right back in line. That was cool. I do not do roller coasters. I won't do the Goofy's Barnstormer when it was up and running like that. Never, never, never would you get me on that. I really like this ride.
Wait, you won't do Barnstormer, but you'll do the... I'm so... Barnstormer is like nothing compared to that. Well, I mean...
No, I won't do it, but I love
it. Oh, you can do Barnstormer then, Debbie, for sure. Like, seriously. No, you really can. Like, I know you're scared of it, but no, seriously, you can do Barnstormer if you could do Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
But there's not as much reason to do Barnstormer. There's
well,
not like
I know
a story.
There's not as much yeah, reason, but you're talking true. About Debbie, who doesn't do roller coasters, so that's the reason right there.
But I think Debbie likes the whole Disney experience and the storytelling, and I think that's what probably draws her to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train more.
That's true. You have a good
point.
And it's
very smooth. That's something that the Barnstormer is not.
Yes. Just that one bank that you were tilting sideways, that did kind of make me go, but it was really cool. And like, I got off of it knowing I was going to get right back on. And the cast members were great. They noticed it was my birthday, so they kind of snuck me on again, which I thought was kind of cool. So thank you, cast members. You know who you are. On Wednesday, I got to see our very own cast member, Kim Taylor. She was busy taking pictures. She was hot in action. I mean, she is so in her element. You know that. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of fun to get to visit with her and get a hug. But the coolest thing, and I know we do our live show, the big show for Give Kids the World, and I don't know, maybe this is an idea, but when I went over to Lightsboaters Action, one of my favorite things to do at Hollywood Studios, after the show, I was walking out, and one of the drivers named Amy, she is a sweetheart. She was actually there talking to people. I thought that'd be so cool to have her as one of our guests, because to hear how they train and what they do and how the difference is between the different tracks, one that they train on and one that actually they're out there on. And it was really cool for her to sit there and talk to everybody, get pictures. And you know, it was really neat. I'd never talked to one of the drivers because I'm so fascinated by what they do. So I thought that would be kind of a cool thing to do. And of course, that night was in Osborne Lights. And you know me, I've got to cheat. I got to ask where the cat is. And they're like, I honestly don't know because they move it every week. I'm like, what?
This year was the first year they did that they moved it every week.
Because Mallory, awesome. Well, it's because Mallory was telling everybody where it was last year.
Right, you know, so right. Yeah.
That's what I said.
It's not Mallory's fault.
That's it.
But yeah, they do that. And the funny thing was, when I found it, and actually the cast members were asking me, if you find it, let me know, because I just got here this week, and so let me know. But they actually had the same exact place that I had seen it 2 years ago, which was kind of cute. But yeah, that was fun. And the last day that I hung out was at Animal Kingdom, but that was also my Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party day. So I had, you know, just kind of hung out at the different things that they did that night. But the one thing I wanted to do before I went home the very next day was I wanted to get some really good pictures of the Wilderness Lodge without a lot of people. That is really hard to do because it's huge. So it just so happened, I'm like, thank you, dear Lord. This is the answered prayer because I really, really wanted these pictures. I took the boat back over, which was really nice. It was about midnight. And I walked inside. It was so quiet. And oh my gosh, I was the only one in the entire lobby. And I did look over. I did see two people, but somehow they wandered off somewhere. But it was the coolest thing. I got the most amazing pictures because you've got the buttery woods. You've got these beautiful lights. The Christmas tree was just illuminated like crazy. And you could get the most amazing photos right there with all the different angles without everybody walking by and, you know, bellhops running around. And it was just so majestic to really sit there and embrace the quiet and to see how awesome the decorations really are, especially when there's not the busyness that's happening as well.
And I think people need to think about that too when you're going down to Walt Disney World, and especially if you're staying in a deluxe accommodation, that you need to build time in to actually enjoy the place that you have looked forward to for a long time to stay there. And like you said, I mean, it took a little bit of planning and getting away maybe from the party a few minutes early, but you know, take that time to get some great pictures, or just, you know, even if you're not taking a picture, not using your electronic, you know, devices, you just want to sit in the couch by the fireplace and take that in for 35, 40 minutes. And man, you know, just unwind. You're in this magnificent, magnificent atrium. Take advantage of that.
Absolutely. We've got these huge, they look like telephone poles that are all carved. And of course, you've got the totem pole and that amazing fireplace that, and again, without everybody and all the busyness, it just truly made my day. I mean, that was the piece de resistance. I absolutely, head over heels, fell in love with that. So I actually have a home, a room in my home that I'm turning into like a log cabin Wilderness Lodge feel. So I'm getting bits and pieces. So one of the things I asked a cast member, I said, would you mind if I collected a few of the pine cones from here? They're like, absolutely. So I bring my little bag and Debbie goes, you know, Easter egg hunting. Instead of that, I go pine cone hunting. So I got the coolest little pine cones to put inside of this cool dish that goes inside that room, and it really does make it feel even more Wilderness Lodge-ish because they are pine cones from the Wilderness Lodge. And it's got the few of the little pine needles that are sticking out that I didn't mean to get, so I hope that's okay with Disney security. I took the pine needles too, but it was really cool to kind of get that for maybe a pretty basket or something.
So when Wilderness Lodge starts looking like Coronado Springs, we all know who to blame.
Yeah, right.
When it's a barren desert out
right?
there.
No. So these people picking up pine cones. Debbie said we could.
That's hilarious. As long as it's only Debbie, I think we don't have a problem. Now, if everybody starts doing this, we're going to have issues. But let me ask you this, Debbie, because this is from like the top of the show, and I've been curious about it. So you're there, and you said you stayed in a one-bedroom, correct?
Uh-huh.
So now, I know that like you want to hold on to your points as long as you can. Why would you not go with a deluxe studio? What's your reasoning for going with a one-bedroom?
I had a lot of extra points left over, and I thought, you know what, this is special, so why not use them? And that's exactly what I use them for. So it's really cool. The one bedrooms have got like full kitchens. You've got a full refrigerator. It was very nice to have kind of spread out. You've got a separate living room and bedroom area. You've got a beautiful, you know, jacuzzi bathtub, and that's separate from the shower area. You've got a washer and dryer. And that really spoils me because I loved being able to wash a few things and just hang them up and let them dry. So basically, I didn't really have any laundry whenever I got home because I just kind of washed them and the night before and poof, I'm done. So that's what I really enjoyed about it is the space. That was very helpful.
That makes sense. And you know what? I mean, I used to just laugh at people that did their laundry on vacation. But since we've, you know, started doing the podcast cruises a few years ago, and then that one year that we did the back-to-back, and, you know, we tend to stay for a longer time over the summer just because we're there. We've driven down. So we've, you know, the cost of traveling there is fixed. So if we can stay a few extra days, we do it. But I'll tell you what, doing your laundry halfway through, and you don't have to do everything, but doing, you know, some laundry halfway through your trip, it makes packing so much easier. And you're right. And like for you to get home and not have any laundry, that's, you know, making that adjustment back to the real world a lot easier.
It is. I did the same thing, Mike. I would go, who does laundry on vacation? Who? I want their names. But now I understand why they do it. And of course, I'm, you know, a little organized pants here. I even have my little, oh gosh, people are going to go, oh my Lord, did she really stay at a deluxe resort hotel and she had a clothesline? But yeah, I have a clothesline and I have my little clothes pins because a lot of things I don't dry because everything is like air dried. So I have my little laundry, you know, little Chinese laundry running around, but hey, it works, you know, and I take it down before, you know, any like housekeeping comes.
As long as you don't have it like,
who gives her a dollar for a tip?
Well, if you listen to the past Monday show, you know, we had a guest who, her husband had the laundry hanging out of their balcony at, they were in the villas at Grand Floridian, and it was easily visible from the monorail. So she was horrified. So I guess as long as you're not doing that, you're okay, Deb. You know, I think you can hang them there from your shower. I think there's like a pull out little cord there.
There is, but no, because it's still steamy. I just have two little chairs and I neatly tie the little rope on each end and put them in the living room. And, you know, yeah, but she wins the prize on that one. I'll say I won't do mine on the outside balcony.
That's the best.
I'm like a duck or a goose will walk by and wander around with my underwear. So I would never do that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's awesome, Deb. And thanks for taking the time to share that with us here on Friday. It's a great way to kick off the weekend.
Thanks for letting me share, you guys.
Anytime. And hey, don't forget, today's episode brought to you by the good folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. And if you want to pick up pine cones, well, they're not going to tell you you can do that over at the Magic for Less, but they're going to help you plan a great vacation. You know what? Debbie's right. You know what? It's a great idea to match up your Disney resort to the time of year. You know, Wilderness Lodge, great place to stay around the holidays. It's just beautiful. It's like a Christmas card, you know, and maybe you're looking for some adventure. How about Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge? It's a safari every day of the year. Maybe you want to chill, you know, kind of a laid-back summer vacation. Might I suggest the Beach Club Resort or the Yacht Club or somewhere over there and, you know, with Stormalong Bay. But that's what the agents do. They're going to ask you, you know, what are you looking for in this vacation? And they're going to throw out some ideas. You know, we're looking for maybe Pop Century, lots of energy there. You can save some money and have a great vacation. Maybe you're going to splurge and head over to Grand Floridian and have the time of your life or anywhere in between. But that's what they do. They're going to help you plan a great vacation. Spring discount is out there. You can take advantage of that through June 15th at qualifying resorts and for certain dates. And you know what? You never know how much money you can save until you fill out that free no obligation quote. So drop by the Magic for Less today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast and get ready for a great Disney vacation. Again, check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Now, when you're done with the podcast, which you will be in about 1 minute, so hang in there, you got Magical Mouse Radio to listen to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at magicalmouseradio.com. Great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day. In today, Future World Friday, so drop by, check out all the great audio from Epcot's Future World all morning long, again at magicalmouseradio.com. The next Be Our Guest podcast live show comes your way on Sunday night, February 18th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there at magicalmouseradio.com. And give us a follow on Twitter this week. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, drop by the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And if you're still with us, that means you are a diehard. You are a number one supporter of the Be Our Guest Podcast. One last favor. The podcast award season is back out. So if you could drop by podcastawards.com sometime today, nominate the Be Our Guest podcast in the travel category each day until, well, I don't even know how long we can nominate, but just do it for the next few days and we'll keep
it over.
Until it's over. I don't know. It's probably on the website somewhere, but you know what? We're probably not going to win, but we love being nominated because just being up there for the ceremony, people check us out then, you know, gives us some, what, oh, should I try it, Ricky? The Je La Vie? I can't say it.
I will tell you, nominations close February 2nd, 2015.
Oh, so we don't have much longer, people. Get
no
on it.
Longer,
oh, panic.
No.
So nominate the show
we're
if you could.
Not those people.
No, just kidding. No, February 2nd is actually not that long away. That's what's scary.
I know,
it's almost February.
It feels like it's
forever
away.
That's Monday.
It's really not.
That's this
what
Monday.
Happened?
Oh,
how
my
did we
gosh.
Get through January? I don't understand.
That's more what I'm panicking, that it's like, that's Monday, like February 2nd. Anyway, if you could drop by podcastawards.com, let them know you love the Be Our Guest podcast in the travel category. We would sure appreciate being nominated, and we'll give it a run again as we did in 2014. So thanks again for downloading the show. Hope you enjoyed it. It was great getting away to Wilderness Lodge. Thanks again, Debbie. Thanks for taking us there. All right, we're going to duck out. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe, whatever you do. For Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a terrific weekend. Go whichever team you're rooting for, because I don't like either of them.
You sound like my dad. I had asked him, Dad, which team are you going to root for?
I can't.
I was like, I'm not even going to watch the Super Bowl.
I will watch because I'm a football fan. And, you know, it's actually it's a relief because I don't have to cheer for anybody. Because I just can't.
You don't have to feel the stress of your team.
Like, no, not at all.
I know.
Because I can't stand the Seahawks. And I know I'm probably offending half of our audience. And then I know I'm really offending like 75% of our audience. Cause I know where everybody lives listening to the show up in the Northeast. But, I mean, come on. You know, the Seahawks beat the Rams the one time in the Super Bowl, and they cheat. You know, they're just playing. They,
Patriots,
they
the
appear
Patriots,
to be
Patriots,
cheating.
Not
I'm
the
just
Seahawks.
Saying.
The Patriots beat the Rams, not the Seahawks.
You no, the Patriots Seahawks. Did beat the Rams, but the Seahawks knocked us out of the playoffs one year. Oh, so yeah, see, I'm just a little bitter about both teams. Anyway, we're getting out of here. Enjoy. You know, I hope your favorite team wins. Let me just put it that way. Go your favorite team, and I'm going to enjoy just watching some football and some commercials, but mostly the food. So, you know,
right.
It's one of those years that I don't have a rooting stake, which is kind of a shame.
You
but anyway,
root for the food.
That's what
that's
I'm going
right.
to do.
I'm going to root for the commercials.
I'm going to
hope they don't suck this year. So,
yes, we'll talk commercials next week. All right, so we're going to get out of here. Have a fun Super Bowl. Stay safe, whatever you do. Be careful if you get out there and have some fun on Sunday night. We want to have you back here on Monday. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you a great weekend. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.